Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. This is Watcher Ruth, and this is my program Here, There, and Everywhere. It is August the 5th, 2013. We went to sleep last night, woke up again this morning, obviously, because we're here together and listening. If you're listening in archive, you rock. Well, we're here. The Lord's given us another day. He has told us not to consume our thoughts, our lives, and our powers that be with the troubles and toils of the world, because it's a greater good that we're here for, and that's to spread the word. To spread the word of the unthinkable weird, the things that you don't want to talk about, the things that you don't want to think about, the unthinkable weird. The things that may have even happened to you and things you may not want to share, generally speaking, but sometimes be inspired to do so. And that's going to be my situation today. The Holy Spirit spoken to me. Yesterday I revealed a little bit about being given some information about gates and gates opening. But those are not the only revelations I've been given. And boy, I can tell you, rocket fuel they are. That's my Yoda talk. My kids always accuse me of Yoda talk, so forgive me for my Yoda talk. Yes, indeed. Do you know that if you believe in Jesus Christ, I consider that lunatic fringe. So does most of the world, however. Pretty lunatic, but absolutely true. Do I have credentials? No, I have no credentials. I only have the credentials that the Holy Spirit's given me. But I myself have experienced the Holy Spirit. I myself have even met angels, unbeknownst to me until later. Sounds pretty lunatic fringe, things that I don't really like to talk about, but sometimes feel inspired to. I have a couple of kids, and I've been raising them by myself since they were 2 and almost 4. And many, many times I've been very brokenhearted when they were taken holidays with their dad and I was left alone and never remarried. There was one specific Christmas. Both my kids had left my home on a very negative note. And I was Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, Christmas Day, weeping and calling out to the Holy Spirit, asking for that touch to lead, guide, and direct me, because I was feeling pretty vacant of any inspiration. Pleading and petitioning the Holy Spirit. And it was late in the evening. There were some lights on in my house, and all of a sudden I found a couple of people I knew in my home that I hadn't invited. My daughter and a friend standing and asking me why I had not answered my phone this day. Why I had not responded to their cries of worry about me and were indeed thinking that I was in the throes of some drunken, possessed state, I suppose. When all of a sudden I started speaking out in a language not known to myself or anyone that was present. That said language spoke forward for many moments, and I was awestruck. I didn't understand that language and had no knowledge of what had happened or why after it did indeed happen to me. The people that were present were confused, but then never acknowledged what had happened. Never acknowledged, even when spoken to later on, what was that that happened? Well, it sounded like a language that you were speaking I'd never heard. Neither one of these people have become Christian. Neither one of these people that stood there and listened and were firsthand witnesses to what had happened believed. They weren't saved by what they saw. That lunatic fringe. So if you've ever had a highly spiritual Holy Spirit moment, I think you might dwell in the lunatic fringe as I do. There's another little thought I wanted to share with you this morning. A little life experience. I like to explore a little life experience now and then. Many years ago, I was a member of a church. I don't belong to an organized church anymore in my life. I belong to the Morning Star administration, and whatever position he deems me to have is what I will honorably take. But at that point in time in my life, I was attending a church, and we were going to another community, rather small community, but with a big, big church in Meadowbrook, Oregon. It was the Meadowbrook Community Church, and they put a play on called Eternity. We all piled into the van. There were a lot of us. The kids were about 7 and 9 at the time. I had control of them at that point. We all went in and sat down, began to watch the play. But there was one little part of this play that, to this day, and honestly, it has to be 15 years ago, I listened to it. Couldn't have taken more than 5 minutes to last. It was the story about some teenagers who had passed away. It was a brother and a sister. They were both standing before the gate and looking at the Book of Life. The angel was standing there saying, "Do you see your name?" And she says, "Yes, my name is here." The angel said, "Go ahead." And she stood and waited for her brother. The angel told her brother to look for his name in the Book of Life. And he turned a page and another. He turned another page, and yet he turned another page. Patiently, she stood waiting and said, "Dear brother, when we were standing in that group, when we were witnessed to, do you remember that day? That day in the galley, that day under the arch, do you not remember? Were you not one with I that heard that brother witness, and didn't you accept Christ that day as I did?" And she said, "Well, I thought I did. I wanted to. But I never really asked the Spirit to come in and live in my life." She said, You never invited Jesus to accommodate your name into the book of life. She stood. She cried. She walked through the gates. She left her brother behind. We don't want to leave our brothers behind, do we? Do we look to the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct our paths every day? To perfect the word and the witness of the Creator God that gave us the knowledge of the truth? To lead, guide, and direct those who would and then fall away without a word of your testimony? Have you not read in the prophets? Have you not read in Jeremiah, watchers on the wall, that if you do not give my people a warning, if you do not give them a word of testimony, if you do not warn my people, they will die in their sin. But their sin I will account unto you. So warn my people. Give them a warning. But if you are unwilling to obey the Lord, then decide today whom you will obey. Will it be the gods of your ancestors beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites here in this land? But as for me and as for my family, we will serve the Lord. For the Lord our God is the one who rescued our fathers from their slavery in the land of Egypt. He is the God who did mighty miracles before the eyes of Israel as they traveled through the wilderness. He preserved them. He made their enemies pass away. But if you forsake him and you worship other gods, he will turn upon you and destroy you, even though he's taken care of you for so long. Yes. How I rejoice in the Lord. And I have an answer for all my enemies, because the Lord has solved all my problems. No one is as holy as the Lord. There is no other God. There is no other God. Nor any rock like our God. Quit acting so proud and quit acting so arrogant. The Lord knows what you've done. And he will judge your deeds. Those who were mighty are mighty no more. Those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well are now starving. Those who were starving will be fed. The barren woman will now have 7 children. And she who had many children will have no more. And as the Lord kills, the Lord also gives life. The Lord causes some to be poor, and he causes some to be rich. The Father cuts one down but lifts others up. As he lifts the poor from the dust, yes, the poor from a pile of ashes, he will treat them as princes. He will sit them upon seats of honor, because all of the Lord's earth is his, and he is the one who has set order to it. Yes. He has heard terrible reports about the Lord's people. He has heard, and he knows, and he has seen. He knows about the oaths being taken against him. And he knows about all those who are calling upon his name. And he knows about those who are suffering. And he knows about all those who are praying. And he knows about all those who are continually singing praises to the Lord. He knows about those who are calling upon the elders of the church. He knows about those who are going into their prayer closets and asking upon the Lord to heal them. And he says in his holy word, in his holy name, in the power of his wisdom, that all prayers and all testimony, if offered in faith, will heal them. And the Lord will make them well. And if we will go before one another and admit our faults to one another and pray for each other and be in earnest prayer, he will hear, as he heard Elijah. The earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power and a wonderful result. Yes, it does. For flesh and blood. We love him even though we have never seen him. We trust him even now. We are happy with an inexpressible joy that comes from heaven itself, because we know that all honor goes to God and the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's his bountiful mercy that has given us the privilege of being born again, so that we are now members of God's own family. We live in the hope of eternal life because Christ rose again from the dead. Christ and his suffering and the great glory that is given afterwards because of it. It was preached to us in the power of the same heaven-sent glory. The same Holy Spirit who spoke to them and is also so strange and peculiar. Yes, lunatic fringe. And it's even wonderful that even the angels in heaven would give a great deal to know more about it. Now, because you have been forgiven, because you obey God, because you are his children, don't slip back into your old ways. Don't do evil because you know to do better. You know to be holy in everything you do because the Lord is holy and he has invited you to be his child. Remember when he was with you, how to have perfect justice for everything you do, to have reverent fear of him in everything you do, because he knows the impossible road you're on. He tried to tell you. He paid the ransom He didn't pay this ransom with mere gold or silver. He paid it with his blood, his precious life blood. The sinful life that you led and do. He was sent to create a spotless life through the blood of the Lamb of God. God chose him for this purpose. He did it long ago. He took a heavenly oath. Yes, he did. Hebrews chapter 7 and 8. Because of this, you trust in God. He raised Christ from the dead, sent the angels, yes, he did, to roll away the rock, did he not? For what purpose? Yes, for what purpose? It is God's good will and God's good pleasure that you should live a good life. That you should not live like the foolish. That you should live in the rock. That you should praise God for all the good works you do until Christ's return. It's God's goodwill that your good lives should silence those who foolishly condemn the gospel without even knowing what it can do for them, without ever having experienced its lunatic fringe power. Praise the Lord if you are doing right. Praise the Lord, because God has given you Christ who suffered for you. He never sinned. He never told a lie. He never spoke back once when he was insulted. He didn't threaten anyone. He carried our sin like a yoke upon his back. He cried tears of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. He looked upon the sinners walking down, yes, down that street. What's the name of that street? The Ven Dolores? Yes, he did. So we can see what the prophet said and has come true. So it would be a good thing that you would pay close attention to everything they wrote. And it would be a good thing that you would pay attention to that good word and use it like a shining light into every dark corner of your world to help you understand many things that would otherwise be dark and difficult to comprehend. Because Christ is the morning star. And it is the morning star administration. And it is that morning star administration that will shine within your heart. Because there is no prophecy that's been recorded in Scripture that was ever thought up by a prophet himself. It was only inspired by the Holy Spirit. And it is only through the Holy Spirit that even godly men are given true messages from God. Yes, there are false prophets in this day. There are those teachers, and in their greed, they're going to tell you anything to get a hold of your money and in your pocket. And even Jesus Christ condemned them. Did he not? When he stood before them in the temple and he prayed together that three-braided whip. And didn't he talk about their destruction? And didn't he condemn them for what they were doing in his father's temple? Selling flea-bitten doves and reselling them and reselling them and reselling them and reselling them for commerce. And what did the God creator of the universe say? He said, for God did not spare even the angels who sinned but threw them into hell, chained in gloomy caves and darkness until judgment day, did not spare any of the people who lived in ancient times before the flood, except one, Noah, the one man who spoke up for God, and then, of course, his family of seven. And at that time, God completely destroyed the whole world of ungodly men with that vast flood. Yes, he did. And he said, if a slave escapes from his master, you must not force him to return. Let him live among you in whatever town he chooses, and do not oppress him. No prostitutes are permitted in Israel, neither men or women. You must not bring to the Lord any offering from the earnings of prostitution or homosexuals, for both are destitute and detestable to the Lord your God. All the nations in the world shall see that you belong to the Lord, and they will stand in awe. The Lord will give you an abundance of good things in the land, just as he promised. Many children, many cattle, and many good crops. He will obey his promises unto you. He will open to you his wonderful treasury of rain in the heavens to give you fine crops in every season. He will bless you in everything you do, and you shall lend to many. But you shall not borrow. And this will happen only if you listen and obey his commandments, the Lord of your gods, your God, creator God, and I am giving you today this. He will make you the head and not the tail. He will always give you the upper hand. He will give you blessings and not cursings. He will turn you the right way and aside from the wrong way, and he will give you the laws. You must never worship another God. And if you don't listen to your law God, your creator God, he's giving you also today these. And all of these I'm giving you today. Then all of these curses shall come upon you. Curses in the cities, curses in the fields. Curses on your fruit, curses on the bread. The curse of barren wombs, curses upon your crops. Curses upon fertility, your cattle and flocks. Curses when you come in and curses when you go out. You will be confused in failure in everything you do until at last you are completely destroyed because of the sin of forsaking me, your God, your creator. God, I'm going to send disease among you. I will send tuberculosis and fever and infections and plagues. I will send blight on your crops. I will send mildew. This land is going to become dry and dark because of lack of rain. And I'm going to send confusion, and you will be tossed to and fro among all the nations of the earth. You will become slaves to your enemies. Be a blessing. Take on the yoke of the Lord Creator God today. So your name will not be blotted out from the book of life. Let no one hear or be prospered in any thought and walk away except that he turns to the Lord Jesus Christ and turns from their stubborn ways. For the Lord God will not pardon those who do not turn to him. And all of these curses are written in the book of law of this book of the word, and may it lay heavily upon those who not worship the Lord, because the Lord's going to separate those men from all the tribes of Israel and pour upon them all of those curses.